Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let me exhort you a little bit before I go into the Word of God. As I was reading, not reading, but writing one of the young men in prison, Brian, my brother. I call him my little brother. And wrote a couple of guys yesterday. But in particular, when I wrote Brian, I'll share something that I said to him. And I know God was speaking to all of us. So I personally want to be able to help as many people as possible to see Jesus Christ in me. How many of you want this people, as many people as possible, to see Jesus Christ in you? By the way you live. If that's not your goal, make it your goal as a follower of Christ. You want people to see Jesus in you. I want to present Jesus, but I want them to see Jesus in me. This means that I must make sure you are eating the right spiritual foods. So if I'm going to be that person that says I want to make sure that Jesus will see you, you can see him in me, I got to make sure that you're eating the right spiritual foods that will give way to your growth. Praise God. How many want to grow in Jesus? Everybody don't want to grow. But if you want to grow in Jesus, then you've got to eat the right spiritual foods. Praise God. One of the first foods I think is important is to love. Everybody agree? Amen. Is to love. That's one of the first foods I think that as I give to you love. If I teach hate, church, amen, I won't grow. You won't grow. If I teach you how to divide or to fight or to destroy, you know, you won't grow. We won't grow. And you got to be careful what spirit you are of, because you can carry certain things and people will pick up that you're all about that, all about fighting, all about dividing. So I got to make sure that I teach you the importance of love. And the Bible says that we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. How many of you love people as you love yourselves? Amen. All right. Hold on to your seats. It says, if this is understood, there is no room for hate. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I love my neighbor, people that I'm not even in physical locality next door or whatever, but if I can love my neighbor as I love myself, there is no room for hate. And this is what I told him, and I'm going to tell you the same things. He said, I told him, I says, by the way, I want you to join my No Room for Hate campaign. I'm going to get some buttons. No Room for Hate campaign. AFCC. Now, to put on this button, you got to live by it. No Room for Hate campaign. How many of you are ready to be a part of the No Room for Hate campaign? Shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Now, we read a scripture today in our responsive reading, and I'm going to take you to a verse of that scripture in 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John 4, I'm just going to go to verse 20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. Bible said it. It's in the Word. 1 John 4, 20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. I heard Brother Nate, when we read that scripture, he said, oh man, this is good. I mean, I got to hold on to this paper. He testified, right behind me. He testified, and I heard it. Amen? I like to tell people testimonies. Praise God. The Bible says he's a liar, for the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. The one who does not love his brother whom he has seen. Because you say that you've got haters. But if you cannot love your haters, how can you say, I love God, and you have not seen him? Now, how many want to access the Father? We can't access the Father without first accessing our brothers in love. How can I get up and get in God's face, give him all the praise, wave my hands, tell him how much I love him, and I can't stand my brother or sister? How can I grow in God spiritually? When I was sitting right there on that first row today, and the Spirit of God says, for the making of you, because I've been challenged with some things. And I thought that I was saying that the attack of the enemy and in my season and the season I'm going through. And God kept saying, this is for the making of you. And the things that we go through in everyday life, why you don't want to put up with that brother, that sister. And God says, put up with them. Why you don't want to talk to them anymore? And God says, talk to them. And if you will obey the Spirit of God, it's for the making of you. Because God's trying to build up some soldiers. So I want you to throw your flesh away. I want you to forget about your flesh. I want you to forget about, but what about my feelings? But what about the souls? And what about the building of the kingdom? I want you to forget about it. So God kept saying, son, this is for the making of you. How many of us say, oh, Lord, why I have to go through so much? Why I have to be the sacrificial lamb? Go ahead, drive another nail in my hand. Say something nasty about behind my back again. Go ahead, drive another nail. And why, for me, Lord, why do I have to go through so much? And this is not the sermon, church. But I'm exhorting you. Why do you have to go through so much? It's for the making of you. Because God knows that you are not going to get through that battle or get through life if you're always faltering and fainting and saying that I can't love my brother. I can't stand this person because of this and what they've done. Stop and look at what God is trying to do. He's trying to make you. What would a preacher look like if they were always hating? How could they exemplify the love of God? Amen. So I know God works on preachers. It's for the making of you. So that you can come out stronger and better and more lovable in the name of Jesus. Mean people don't go to heaven. You think so? It's for the making of you. So how many are going to join my No Room for Hate campaign? In order for this to manifest in you, you got to get, again, access to Father. You've got to develop a personal relationship. How can I even say I love my brothers or I love God? I can't see loving my brother that I see every day. Loving my sister every day and transfer that into another, loving my mama every day, loving my daddy every day. No Room for Hate campaign. Somebody say awesome. God is awesome. Hallelujah. We bless him, we praise him. I want you to turn to the book of Matthew 8, chapter 8.